Indeed, it was quite a weekend on Alaska's playground with record crowds at the Sport Rec and Trade Show, Rotarians showing up over at Soldotna Rotary Park, where they have handicapped access, and a lot of work going on to get ready for spring, if indeed spring's going to come. I'm talking with Alan Oxier, who kind of made the burgers and the hot dogs for the people cleaning up Rotary Park. And Alan, this park was an idea that came out of Rotary many, many years ago, and it took a long time to even get it established. Now that it's established, the new idea of raising money to make that asphalt pavement so that it's truly handicapped access and not needing a motorized type of handicapped access is coming into being. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, we're one of our major fundraisers is going to be the river, the Kenai River Classic, and we have a kind of a two-part contest. First, will the river freeze or not? And if it does freeze, when does the ice go out? And people can buy tickets for that and take their chances. And if the river does not end up freezing, then we make a lot of money on the tickets that for the movement of ice.
Now, what our listeners probably won't really relate to is the amount of effort that goes into getting a permit for such a classic. It takes legislation that Rotary got years ago, and then the new legislation for the freeze or no freeze. But the fact that you're using the river for a fundraiser means that the funds have to go back to the river. That's actually kind of a good thing, isn't it?
Well, that's what our plan is to use them to improve the riverside, the handicap access to the fishing system and everything else. So we want to do something for the river with that money that we bring in.
So it's a real win-win thing. You can buy a ticket for $5. You can buy April 12th that the ice is going to go out by our official little digital satellite communication thing. And if the river doesn't freeze, thank you very much for helping us put even more handicapped access to the river over at Rotary Park.
Right. What we want to do, first of all, is pave the parking lot and then grade the path down to the river, pave it, and maybe put in some handrails so people that are in a wheelchair can go down there safely.
And, of course, everybody's familiar with the Nanana Ice Classic. It's a lot of fun. Everybody likes to bet $5. It's like the Kentucky Derby. You want to pick a horse, and you want to pick a time. And because the Kenai River is very much different than Nanana's Ice Classic, we have the freeze or no freeze. And, of course, somebody you know pretty well won the no freeze option this year, didn't you?
Well, it was one of my best friends, me.
How many tickets did you buy?
I think I spent around $300 on tickets.
It wasn't just one ticket and you win.
No, it wasn't one. And I bought a bunch for my sister, and I bought a bunch for some of the charities around town. In fact, one of my my charity donations went to the hospice, and they won the consolation prize. So.
And that's kind of just as fun as winning yourself.
Almost.
Yeah, and for stocking stuffers, you know, a $5 stocking stuffer that could turn into $5,000 if the river doesn't freeze, that's kind of fun too.
Yeah. Never know.
Well, Alan, the people, and you've seen people down there fishing in wheelchairs, and I have too. You've seen senior citizens that just really can't get in the hip waders and go out there. You see them catch fish, and it makes you feel really good, doesn't it?
Well, that's kind of the point I have in the park here, so that they can go down and enjoy fishing.
Absolutely. And if you want to do your part, you're going to be able to get a ticket this summer. You're going to be able to choose a time and a date that the river, if it freezes, moves. Or if it doesn't freeze, well, then you're going to want to buy a no-freeze ticket and win like Alan Oxier did. I'm Merle Sikorski over at Rotary Park, returning you to that handicapped sound of KSRM.